Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church of the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. We welcome you to Reflections on this sixth Sunday of Easter, Year B. Also, it's Mother's Day. Our readings today, Acts chapter 10, verses 44 to 48, Psalm 98, 1 John chapter 5, verses 1 to 6, John chapter 15, verses 9 to 17. Let us pray. The Lord is here and we will praise him. The Lord is here and we will worship him. The Lord is here and we will trust him. The Lord is here and we will honor him. The Lord is here and he has called us to give him all the glory. Amen. Lord, you are more gracious than we can imagine. You are more holy than we will ever grasp. You are overflowing in majesty that leaves us breathless. You are almighty in ways beyond our comprehension. And you are all-loving beyond our expectation. You require us to seek justice in ways that challenge us. You demand that our lives and our lifestyle always bring you honor and glory. You alone are our Savior, our Lord and Master, and there is no other. We offer you here and now, not mere words, but lips of praise, not only songs of worship, but the adoration of hearts that long to know you in our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. this prayer. We pray the collect for the sixth Sunday of Easter, followed by the Easter anthem, and then our parish prayer. O God, you are prepared for those who love you such good things as surpass our understanding. Pour into our hearts such love towards you that we, loving you in all things and above all things, may obtain your promises which exceed all that we can desire. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us. So let us celebrate the feast, not with the own leaven of corruption and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Christ, once raised from the dead, dies no more. Death has no more dominion over him. In dying, he died to sin once for all. In living, he lives to God. See yourselves, therefore, as dead to sin and alive to God in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who sleep. For as by man came death, by man has come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Our parish prayer. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, Chosen by God. Chosen by God. All of us like to be chosen, especially if it is for something that we have accomplished or chosen from a group to do a special task. It therefore should be of great significance for us to understand that we have been chosen by God. There is a children's prayer that says, God has no hands but our hands. God has no feet but our feet. God has no heart to show love in the world but ours. In order to fulfill God's plan for God's world, including God's people, God throughout the ages have chosen, called, and commissioned individuals to act on behalf of God in the world. God chose Abraham to be the father of a chosen race, a kingdom of priests, and a holy nation. Exodus 19, verse 6. God chose Joseph to save his family from famine. God chose Moses to liberate the children of Israel from slavery in Egypt. God chose Joshua to be Moses' successor. God chose Deborah to be a prophetess and judge of Israel. God chose David to be the king of a united nation of Israel. God chose Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and others to be prophets of Israel, to bring the word from God to the people of God. God chose Jesus, the Word who was at the beginning, to become flesh, to dwell among us, to redeem us from sin and death, to show us how to live and love, to bring us into a father-child relationship with God, the same relationship that Jesus enjoyed as the Son of God, a relationship based on love, and out of that love, obedience. St. Paul reminds us that being found in human form, he, Jesus, humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Philippians chapter 2, verses 7b and 8. God in love calls. Those who respond positively to the call respond in love, which manifests itself in obedience to God's word and God's will. Those in the Old Testament who responded positively to the call were empowered by the Holy Spirit to carry out the tasks for which they were called and commissioned. In most cases, even though the task would have involved suffering to a greater or lesser degree, those who were obedient were able to successfully complete the task for which they were chosen. Disobedience, however, caused failure. And in the case of Saul, the first king of Israel, the withdrawal of the Holy Spirit from him. God chose individuals for tasks, some that may seem important in our eyes, some which may seem small and insignificant, but all these tasks are important to God and vital for the fulfillment of God's plan of salvation for humankind. In God's scheme of things, there is no unimportant or useless task. Jesus, the Son of God, in his earthly ministry, followed the same pattern. He chose, called, and commissioned. Mark tells us that as Jesus passed along the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." And immediately they left their nets and followed him. Mark chapter 1, verses 16 to 18. Jesus also called James and John, the sons of Zebedee, in the same way. And as he began his ministry of teaching, preaching, and healing, Mark tells us that the Pharisees conspired with the Herodians to destroy Jesus. What was Jesus' response? Mark writes, "Jesus, with a great multitude following him, went up the mountain and called those whom he wanted, and they came to him. And he appointed 12, whom he also named apostles, to be with him, and to be sent out to proclaim the message, and to have authority to cast out demons." Mark chapter 3, verses 14 and 15. Chosen, called, commissioned. In our gospel for today, from John chapter 15, verse 16, Jesus reminds his disciples, "You did not choose me, but I chose you, and I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last." In our reading from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 10, Jesus had chosen Cornelius, a centurion, and his family for a special task. As Peter preached the gospel to them, they were empowered by the Holy Spirit and later baptized by Peter. Cornelius' task for God began to bear fruit even before he heard the word from Peter. For Cornelius' obedience to his heavenly vision helped Peter to say, "Truly, I understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him." Acts chapter 10, verses 34 and 35. We have been chosen, called, and at our baptism, commissioned by God for some unique, special task. God has empowered us for the task by the gift of the Holy Spirit. We are all therefore able to do the task for which we have been chosen, called, and commissioned. However, the key to our fulfillment of our task is obedience. Jesus says to us, "If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love." John chapter 15, verse 10. Obedience engenders love, and love is the essence of the task that we are called to carry out. "This is my commandment," Jesus says, "that you love one another as I have loved you." John chapter 15, verse 12. We have all been chosen. What is our task? Our task is to love one another as Jesus loves us. How are we to achieve this? By obedience to the Holy Spirit, who is able to empower us with the love we need to obey Jesus' command. Obedience to the Holy Spirit enables us to look beyond ourselves and our own needs, recognize that we are blessed by God to enable us to bless others, to bear fruit, not in our lives, but to bear fruit in the lives of others. As we are blessed, we bless others, and God will continue to bless us. As we strive to love as Jesus loves, others will experience a love that will not only transform them, but will enable them to do likewise. We've been chosen to demonstrate the most powerful force in the world. John, in his first letter, reminds us that God is love, and those who live in love live in God, and God lives in them. Andrew Lloyd Webber reminds us that love changes everything. Let us therefore allow the Spirit of the God who is love, the God who has chosen us, empowered us with God's love, to enable us to be obedient to God's will and love as God loves, unconditionally, sacrificially, and inclusively. As we celebrate Mother's Day today, let us acknowledge those God has chosen as instruments of God's creation to give us life and love. Let us thank God for their faithfulness to their task and ask for God's blessings on all who, in obedience, accepted the task of motherhood. Blessings, peace, and love to all. Amen. Let us pray. For our homes and our families, where we feel safe, loved, and wanted, we praise you, Lord, and we give you our thanks. For parents who love us and care for us, and through whom you gave us life, we praise you, Lord, and we give you thanks. For those who confront us, who comfort us when we are afraid, and hold us when we are sad, we praise you, Lord, and we give you thanks. For those who are patient with us when we go wrong and who care for us when we are ill. We praise you, Lord, and we give you thanks. For those we can trust and who really love us, and for those who teach us and to put our trust in you, we praise you, Lord, and we give you thanks. For aunts and uncles, for grandparents and cousins, for all those who help us to know we belong, we praise you, Lord, and we give you thanks. For those who adopted or fostered us, and those who taught us to love and to give, we praise you, Lord, and we give you thanks. For on this Mother's Day, we thank the Lord for our place in his family, that he died on the cross to show us his love. We praise you, Lord, and we give you thanks. In the name of Jesus, our brother and our friend. Amen. Lord, from before we were born, you surrounded us with your love. From before we could understand, you have been our God. And even before we were ready to respond, your grace has been sufficient for our need. We come to you on this Mother's Day to celebrate not only the love of parents, but the privilege of belonging to your church. May our wisdom today reflect your fatherly goodness, your motherly compassion, and the joy of knowing your son as our brother. Help us and infuse in our prayers the presence and power of the Holy Spirit. In the name and for the sake of Christ our Lord. Amen. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. In the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. by the Spirit. Teach us, O Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And in that service, we pray that God will continue to make us instruments of God's peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the eternal covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you today, this week, and always. Amen. And we wish you a very productive, spirit-filled week, even though we are in the situation of restrictions and lockdown. We pray that you will follow the regulations and be safe. God bless.